Back with What Jails Like on WEFT Champagne 90.1 FM. Little segment right about now. Let me pause my own intro and make note of what we played during the break. You heard another track from the Gage compilation of Hard to Find Material.
Yeah, that was the song Fever Edge, which really kind of came to define a period of my life. I love that song when I was in late high school and stuff. I just had it on a comp tape. I just constantly listened to it over and over again. Love that song. And I really like Gage.
Good.
And then
the track that we heard before that was the Afghan Whigs from one of the singles from their last album, 1965. The single was 66, and the track was... You're making noise when you do that.
Sorry, I'm trying just to... I'll stop. I'm sorry.
The track was Miss World. It was Greg Dooley doing a lounge singer version of Hole's Miss World, which it's just something so interesting. I had to share it with the
so
listening
great.
Audience.
He's got such a good sense of humor, man.
Yes, he does.
He really does.
He certainly does.
Oh, that's funny.
All right. Little segment right about now where we take a look around the community. For those of you who are stuck in town, who are not fleeing tonight or tomorrow with your parents in a U-Haul, for those of you who are in it for the long haul, or just for the summer, or just for the next week, and need something to do other than sit around the apartment and, lounge around in self-disgust, little something where you'll hear all about the community. Things going on, things you can partake in, things you can make a little bit better because of your presence. A little something called Super Happy Fun Time Public Service Announcements.
Public service announcements. Public service announcements for you.
It's the prettiest it's ever been.
That's pretty.
Yeah.
I want to make love. Not war. Right, the Veterans Leadership Program of Illinois is conducting a free it's in big letters. Employment work, that's it. That's the whole joke, guys. That was it. So, just now you're in for the long haul now. Workshop, this is a long PSA, too. In partnership with and sponsored by, I love that. That's one of my favorite things. Like, connecting two, like, relative phrases that end with a
in partnership with and sponsored by.
I love that. It's like by the Illinois Department of Employment Security. It's like they watch your job, just make sure it's all safe and sound. Oh my God, he's moving up! Kill him. The workshop is open to veterans from all eras and branches of military service, including National Guard and Reserves. Yeah, those guys. Like, they get their props when they show up. Whatever, man, I'm a veteran. I stubbed my toe once. Putting a boot on. Like, real veterans, like, punk ass. Of VLP, VLP Outreach Coordinator. We'll conduct the workshop and explain the step-by-step procedure. I love these. This is great, a workshop. Ready? This is the workshop, folks. A VLP outreach coordinator will conduct the workshop and explain the step-by-step procedure for filling out state job application forms.
Step one, your name. Second step, your first name.
No, it's like, okay, step. Let's take this step. First is your name. Now, what you're going to want to do here is...
Which name, sir?
Your name.
Not his?
No, your
I
name.
I know his name.
But you want to put your name.
Okay.
Not the words your name, but...
When we were in the mud together, he had my back. I don't want to leave him back there.
And provide current data and information about which state job titles are the most viable. Well, any title with a junior in it, wonderful. Or assistant. Anything with assistant. Because you don't have to do anything. The workshop will be hosted by the Urbana, Illinois Employment and Training Center. And let me tell you, they lay out a good spread when they host. Mm-hmm. They get a nice antipasto tray going. Pasto tray. In the conference room at 1008 West University Avenue. That's 1008 West University Avenue, Urbana, Illinois. The workshop will last about 3 hours. Cut to hour 2.5.
I'm not leaving him! I'm not leaving him back there! I don't care!
Sir, if you could just put your previous job experience on the next line. And having his back does not...
In the army means you love each other, you die with each other! I'm not leaving my brother back in line 14! Screw you! Either both of us make it past...
Oh my god, I think he's dead. Cut back. The workshop will last about... I can't get past this. The workshop will last about 3 hours. Most offensives in the Vietnam War didn't last that long. And begin at 8:30 a.m. on Friday, May... It's a filling out a form! You either get it... These are the people that are getting state jobs. They need the form explained to them. On Friday, May 26th, 2000. Am I going to get in trouble for making fun of these people?
I'm wondering, like, anybody who needs 3 hours to fill out a... like, 3 hours of instructions to fill out a form, is 5 days' notice really going to help them out here? Actually, no, it's the 26th, so that's like 12 days, right? So they may, at that point, you know, they may know that they have to get dressed.
Freeze. Oh. Cut to the 3-hour workshop that Mark attended on on the date system. Hour 0.5. Mark?
I'm not leaving my buddy back in April, all right? Either both of us progress or none of us do.
Cut back. Interested veterans may call 217-278-5700, extension 360 or 361 for more information. Veterans should bring a copy of their DD-214, also known as the official military discharge form, some form of photo identification, and a black ink pen.
All right. The City of Champaign is accepting applications until May 16th for the neighborhood's small grant program. The purpose of the program is to encourage citizens to take an active role in organizing their neighborhoods. Meaning, you don't like where the Johnson's house is? Pick it up and move it. You don't want the Johnson's...
Reorganize.
Yeah.
Everybody must live alphabetically from now on.
And to provide resources for locally identified small-scale improvements.
You guys aren't here?
Yes, we are.
Just say you have a nosy pedestrian walking by here, you know, and I heard you guys giving it all to everybody, and they kicked me on out.
All right.
All right, we have a nosy pedestrian here. He heard us on his way by. Came in to say hi.
Everyone, happy Mother's Day.
All right, well, thanks for
happy
stopping
Mother's
by, man.
Happy Mother's Day from all the right. Nosy pedestrian.
Have a good night. Right. That's what you get for being located next to a bar. He's good. That guy's gay. That guy picks up radio signals on right through his head. The metal plate.
To provide resources for locally identified small-scale improvements. I'm wondering if the resources in question are like, you know, radiation treatments so you grow up big and strong like the Hulk and then you can move the Johnson's damn house.
Well, the Johnson's house is made out of balsa wood, dude.
Some sort of, you know, like, you know, mutagen that turns you into the floral man so that you can take care of those damn petunias that the Johnsons have been planting.
Just Mrs. Johnson just isn't taking care of the petunias like she used to.
No.
They've gone all the pot.
Thorns to her. Grant applicants must be registered neighborhood groups of at least 10 households within the city limits of Champaign. Applicants must provide a one-to-one match of funding, 25% of the volunteer hours, and meet other specific requirements. For more information about the neighborhood small grant program, call the City of Champaign Neighborhood Services Department at 351-4427. A technical assistance session for completing application.
Did you say tactical? All right, so you're going to want to approach the form from the back. If you can get a friend to flank it.
It will be held on May 15th at 4 p.m. at the Champaign City Building.
So that's called Connection.
Was that another...
Yeah, that was another...
That was another form filling out somewhere?
Yeah. It's right after this one.
Why?
When did forms become so damn complicated?
We all had to start writing in Sanskrit.
Yeah. Remember when we had love stories?
So before I read this PSA, there's just something that's been bothering me since before the musical break. A little tidbit about Barry Manilow.
He did not write "I Write the Songs."
No, right. Incidentally, he wrote all of his number one songs except "I Write the Songs."
Ironic?
I think so.
Iron is not dead.
Oh, it is. It's dead as a coffin nail.
You can say door on the air. It's okay.
He was afraid to put door and nail in the same sentence because he didn't want any contextual problems. Go ahead.
Exactly. So there's a body image workshop coming up on May 26th, Friday, May 26th, 7 to 9 p.m.
Wow, you can go to this three-hour form filling outing thing. And then you can go to the body image workshop.
At which point your body image will probably be pretty fuzzy.
But if you don't do that, you can go to the Saturday one, May 27th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
If you need a day to recover. You're like, no way, man, I'm wasted. I was filling out forms all day.
This is a experiential... I'm not familiar with that word.
It means you learn through experience.
Okay. Okay, it's an experiential workshop for adults. Exploring your relationship to and understanding your understanding of your body through a group experience.
Whoa!
Using art making, guided imagery, personal experience, and facilitated discussion.
But discussion, is that in quotes? Okay, I thought it was in quotes. I got scared there for a second.
Cut to that workshop. So what have we all learned about our index fingers?
Well, mine is straight.
Mm-hmm.
And reliable.
But does it always have to be straight?
No.
Our fingers?
It doesn't have to be.
Our fingers?
James, what have you learned about your index finger?
My index finger?
Have you come to an understanding of your finger?
It's not the best finger for a ring.
Oh,
I know that.
James, don't limit your finger's capabilities.
I can't help it.
Don't be so down on yourself.
It's so much worse than the other fingers.
This is sad. I'm going to sit you down for 3 more hours. Get back.
They also, what they don't mention is if worse comes to worse, they will adjust your tracking to help out your body image. Oh, you just had your tracking way down. Look at this.
I'll be damned.
The picture just straightens right out. It stops getting all that fuzz near the edges.
Yeah, I think I want to go to this. I like a better body image. And if there's art making involved and guided imagery, I'd...
Now imagine yourself as a... buxom young lady. Wait a minute.
And if anyone else wants to join me, call 217-352-5435 to register. Registration is open through May 15th, so you better hurry up. I think that's tomorrow.
Yeah, get moving.
This is facilitated by two people whose names I can't really read because there's this weird script going
Tracy
on.
Tracy L. Bovey.
Yes, Tracy L. Bovey and Sandra...
Aiton.
Or Otten, Abton, or something.
So if you've got an especially fuzzy body image, it may be a real problem for you registering for this workshop in time, because, like, you know, if you haven't really doped out which one the fingers are, you know, you're not really cool with pressing the specific phone buttons, that's going to be a problem.
Or if, you know, your body image has been suffering from the, did you see the rest going?
Yeah.
Anybody? From the superimposition of Robert Reed's head on your body image.
A guided exploration leading you towards an understanding of why Oliver Reed's face has been imposed upon yours.
Oh, man. I think we just need a couple more to beat that damn cheerleader sketch.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go.
I'll help you come to an understanding of your fingers for $5.
I'm going
bucks
to give you
that.
All the information on this PSA, but you're going to have to decode it from the context in which I place it. This week on Claytor, Defender of the Galaxy. Claytor conquers his fear of speaking in public. He gains self-confidence, builds career skills, and polishes his performance at the McKinley Toastmasters Club. Claytor is welcome, along with any of his guests, this Thursday evening at 5:45 p.m. at the Springer Cultural Center, 301 North Randolph Street in Champaign, Earth, USA, located in the western end of the... spiral end of the western galaxy. For further information, call 355-1406 or 398-2786. Claytor did. I really want to see the episode where Claytor conquers his fear of public speaking. I heard that was a great one, because he uses his robot punch fists.
Did you ever see the two-part episode where Claytor explores his body?
It's funny.
Pays somebody to help him explore his body.
Have you seen the DVD? The new remastered DVD of all of Claytor's adventures?
No, I haven't.
It's really upsetting because...
Registration is now being taken for the Tom Jones Challenger Baseball League, sponsored by the Champaign-Urbana Kiwanis Club.
Shied away from it.
Tom Jones Challenger Baseball League. Basically, you get a team together. Tom Jones is out there on the mound, and you beat the snot out of Tom Jones.
Well, he challenges you to a game, and then you beat him.
Players ages 6 to 18 with physical and or mental disabilities are eligible to sign up to play in the league. Are they all compatible with each other? Like, are the schizophrenics who think bugs are crawling all over them really compatible with the guys who have no arms? You know, I don't think they're necessarily people that you link together like that, you know? They're perfectly valid human beings, but just don't just toss them in the same bucket together.
Well, maybe it's like the program they have where they put, like, inmates with children.
Oh, okay.
James knows about that one inside and out. Yeah.
I've experienced
from
both ends.
Ask him about his nanny, Bubba. Oh,
the Johnsons and their petunia bushes, let me tell you. Games will be played on Saturdays in June and July at Urbana's Woodland Park. Land of wood.
It's like, I'm going to run to first base. Oh, there's a tree! Who put a tree in the first baseline?
And Tom Jones stands in the mouth. Oh,
you'll never beat me!
It's not unusual to run into a tree.
Players will participate in one of three levels: T-ball, coach pitch, and player pitch. They throw coaches, they throw players. Little round players. That's why they want the physical and mental disabilities. Registration fee includes most equipment. Most equipment.
Oh, they give me a helmet!
They don't tell you what equipment it covers until you get there.
Insurance and uniform, shirt, and hat. No pants, though. Everyone's buck naked from the shirt down. To find out more, call Lori at CU Special Recreation, telephone 398-2374. Registration deadline is May 20th.
The population of the world has reached 6 billion people, and more than 1 billion are young people just entering their childbearing years. It's the largest generation of childbearing age the world has ever seen.
Well, I didn't know you had to be that old to carry kids around.
1 billion?
Yeah.
Jeez. Their access to education, employment, health services, and family planning resources will determine the world's future. You know, this PSA is really not in a good... I mean, it shouldn't be at WEFT. I don't know if you guys know, but... the population of India just reached 1 billion last week, or this week sometime, something like that.
Wait, it was really Indians. Cool, because when that baby was born, they're like, you're the 1 billionth Indian!
Well, yeah, they had a big ceremony and stuff.
Wow, that's creepy.
So I really think this PSA should be broadcast over there. Are we live over there?
Actually, WFT does broadcast over the World Wide Web at www.prairienet.org/weft. Streaming real audio.
Good. So if there's anyone in India listening, stop having children.
Yeah, knock it off. God. You can do that by yourself, too, you know.
You know, China, too. I mean, they got 1 billion people. It's to learn more...
I said the pause is funny. The pause is good. It's classic.
To learn more, call the Population Institute at 1-800-787-0038 or visit their website at populationinstitute.org.
You know what I find really disturbing about the population of India more than the fact that it's reached 1 billion?
Mm-hmm. I have absolutely no idea, but I suspect I'm going to find out.
Nope.
Cut to the 1 billionth baby being born.
Shut up.
Aren't you going to take its umbilical cord off? No! It's a 1 billionth baby!
We're going to shellac it and put it in a museum.
Cut back.
Cut back. Shut up and get on the plaque. Cut back.
The Area Masonic Scholarship Foundation will sponsor an all-you-care-to-eat fish fry dinner.
And see all-you-care-to-eat fish fry and Secrets of the Universe dinner.
The Masons giving us illusion of choice in what we do. If you eat too much fish, there's going to be a little tinfoil man on your door. So don't pretend it's all you care to eat. Friday, June 2nd at the year 2000. From 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. What they don't tell you is there's an application you have to fill out to get in, and that takes from 1:30 to 4:30. So it's a day-long event. Dinner will be held at the Masonic Hall. Masonic Hall.
Which is where the League of Masonic Justice gathers when their emergency beepers go off.
So just a bunch of stonecutters. 14 Bel Air Court, Champaign. Bel Air Court is on Windsor Road, just west of Neal Street. Donations to attend will fund scholarships for local students who will advance in the rites.
Who will become 33rd degree. You know, if I weren't an ethereal, an omniscient ethereal being, I might be a little afraid of that.
Carryouts will be available.
It's like, cut to last year's event. So, looks like things turned out very well.
Yeah, I was just gonna carry this out if that's okay.
Sure. Cthulhu took an entire bucket of fish with him.
All right.
Just the heads, actually.
Yeah, well, just the heads. He's that kind of guy. But he's a fine, upstanding member.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll just leave with my carryout now and. I am a plumber.
The weather satellites work.
Cut back. this is very creepy on this PSA, because they had all the contact information for this guy. They had, like, his address and his phone number and his fax and zip code, even the 9-digit zip code. It's all been crossed out. And I haven't seen the PSA guy around in a while, so maybe there was trouble. For further information or questions, please contact Thomas Smith at 356-8562.
Wait, what's his name?
Thomas Smith.
Yeah, right. cut back to last year's event. Oh, hello, young man. Have you met? Let me introduce you to the boys. This is Tom Smith. That's Bob Smith. Over there is Jack, and Jim Smith.
Hello.
We're all Smiths. No relation. Cut back. That boy will make a fine mason one of these days.
Mm-hmm. You know, this fish fry dinner, if you go to it, we've made a lot of jokes about the Masons, you know. In over the course of that PSA.
Remember the Hatfields.
Right. No, that's true. We left the Hatfields out of this one. And the McCoys. And the Capulets and the Montagues. And, you know, there's a lot of creepy intrigue, you know, that revolves around the Masons, you know. And that might be a bit of a problem for you while you're eating this fish fry dinner to settle into that comfort level. But the creepiest thing that the Masons have done recently that will really destroy your comfort level during the fish fry dinner is the fact that they...